Okay, today's daf is daf ayin. We're going to start at the very top with the words lechaziata on the first page. Refuot lemot vora batino as Avram Shimon ben Chanakar mipanim or lipnina bar racha frida chayim alk Esther bat Zipporah Daniel ben Ramchai Ruth Yosef ben Machale bar Rivka Paul Yosha Palak ben Bracha Bati Elmer ben Bat Chai Rina Chai bat Shoshana Eliezer Chaim ben Dresa Yaakov ben Rosa Liloi Nishmachana bat Atara Rezal bat Tsar. Okay, today we're going to continue with the list of diseases and what you do for them and all sorts of other etzot tovot, some of them we've seen in the past. And then on Amavet, we're going to get back to our issue of Gittin. Okay, and the person, remember how we got here in the first place was because this Kordiakus disease or a shave that kind of got into someone from drinking. L'chaziata leite shev chite arzanyata v'niklinu. If you have this type of skin disease, Rashi calls it yalefet, some sort of boils, you should take 7 kernels of wheat and roast them. V'niklinu amar chadita. You should roast them on the blade of a new hoe. V'nafik mishcha minayhu. Then you should get this... anointing, you know, a type of shemen from it. V'nishuf, and you should rub it on it. And that, this is basically like cooking up some concoction to put on your skin disease, and it should help. Rav Shimi bar Ashi, abelei lahu ove kochavim, l'davar acher v'itze. Rav Shimi bar Ashi did this to a non-Jew who had this davar acher. Remember, we've seen the davar acher is leprosy. Often it's called davar acher, and it healed him. Amr Shmuel, hai man de machule ba'alonche de parsai. If somebody got speared with a Persian spear, apparently they used to put poison on the edges of their spears, so that not only did you get stabbed by the spear, but this poison got into your body. So michya lo chaye. Okay, there's no chance you're going to live. There's going to be 2 cases they're going to talk about right now that no chance you're going to live through this. Adahachi v'hachi, but in the meantime, Nisfu le bisra shmeina agomre, the chamrachia, remember this concoction? Take the fat meat on the coals and the non-diluted wine. Efsha dechai porte, it could be you'll help him last a little bit longer. Umafkid abete. And why do we want him to live a little longer? Not necessarily because we want to prolong his life for the sake of his life, but what do we want? We want to allow him to do a proper will. We assume this guy hadn't necessarily planned his will out, where he wants his money to go. And therefore, we want him to live a little bit longer. So we give him this concoction that will give him a little bit longer to live. Amar of Idi Bar Avin, Haiman Debala Zibura, if somebody swallows a hornet, Michya lo chaye, he's also not going to survive. Adahachi v'hachi, Nashki Rabiata Dechala, Chala is not Chala, it's a vinegar, and it's Shamzag. A Dechala Shamzag means a very sharp vinegar. Give him a ravid of this sharp vinegar. Efshad Dechaye Porta, Umafkid Lebete. And he'll live a little bit longer, and he'll be able to give orders to his children how he wants to set up his money. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Achal Basar Shor Belepet. If you eat ox meat with a turnip, V'lan v'livana v'lele yudalid o tetvav, and then you sleep in the moonlight on the full moon, b'tkufat tamuz in the summer, achazto achilu, you will get the severe fever. Okay? Tana, v'hamimalei kresil mechol davar, achazto achilu. If you fill your stomach with too much food, you're going to get achilu. In other words, if you eat a massive amount of any one thing, you're going to get a fever. Amar Papa afilu mitmare. He says, even from dates. It's a strange thing, right? Pshita, what do you mean? He just said, if you eat too much of anything. So obviously, even dates. Salgada tachamina ho il va'amar mar tamare misavan umashchanan umishalshalan umashran velomafankan. Didn't they say about tamarim that they satisfy? What's the next word? They warm the body. They're a laxative, okay? Shul shul. Umaashran, what's maashran?
They
give you energy, below mifankam, but you don't get spoiled by them. What does that mean? They're sweet, but it's not like cookies and cake that, you know, you'll get spoiled by them. They're dates. They're healthy, I guess, is what they're saying. So emalo, you might think, in other words, dates seem to be the best food you could possibly eat. So maybe if you eat too many, then it's not bad. emalo, ah, kamash malam. That's what Rav Papa is telling you. Even dates, if you eat a massive quantity of them, you'll get sick. My achilu, you can see that they had, right, the same way nowadays, people talk about, you know, quinoa, it's like the magic, you know, food, or the, right, but everything in moderation, right, in other words, and this is what they, I've said this many times, but I'll say it again, they viewed themselves as, we have to tell people, you know, what, we're their doctors, we're everything, right, so these are all medical things, although we talked about the other day about how some of the later rabbis, talk, you know, the late Rishonim and Achronim talk about how you shouldn't use these as remedies, you know, be careful and not, they weren't meant to be taken nowadays as this is what you should do. My achilu, what is this achilu, this fever? Amar Rabbi Elazar, esh shel atzamot. Okay, my esh shel atzamot, what is that? Amar Abaye, esh garme, it means your bones are burning. My asute, what do you do for this? Amar Abaye, amar li aim. Remember, this is the woman who took care of him. Kulu here, this is going to sound pretty modern now. Kulu shakyane, tlata, v'shiva, v'tresa. Every drink, medicine that you take, you either take for 3 days, or you take for 7 days, or you take for 12 days, right? It sounds like antibiotics, right? There's different antibiotics you take for a certain amount of days. V'hai, but if you have this disease, adimitze kulu shakyane. Adimitze, period. Okay, but this particular disease, if you have this fever, you keep taking it indefinitely until you're better. Kulu shakyane aliba rekano. Okay, this is going to sound very familiar. All these drinks you should have on an empty stomach. Vahai, but this one, batar da'acha v'shate, you should do it, you should have it after you eat and drink, right? Doesn't this sound like when you go to the pharmacist and they tell you what to do with your antibiotics? But I don't think anyone's ever told you this. After you eat and drink, va'aya lebeta kise, and then come out of, then you should go eat, drink, go to the bathroom, v'nafik, come out, umashe yade, wash your hands, and then you should take it. Umaitele bona deshtita de tlapche, ubona de chamra atikta, v'nigbelinu v'hade hadade, okay, let me stop for a minute. Okay, you should take, a bona is a fistful. You should take a fistful of shatita, which was this type of, what? It was a lentil porridge, and a fistful of old wine. Mix them up together, like gibul, that's, you know, like mixing it up. Venechol and you're not supposed to, nechol isn't to eat, right?
And wrap yourself in blankets.
Right, so what's the word nechol?
Oh, that's eat.
Oh, you should eat and wrap your... Oh, right. You should. I was thinking there was something else supposed to wrap.
Knead them
and eat them together.
Knead, no, that's the nigbalinu. Knead them.
And then eat them.
And then wrap yourself in a sardine, right? I think there was something else that gets wrapped in a sardine. Wrap yourself in a sheet. Benigne, and go to sleep. V'leika denukma adekai minafshe. And don't get up until you can actually physically get up. Bechikai, and when you get up, lishkale lesadine mine, take off the sheet that you put on. Vilo, this is an interesting one. If you don't take off the sheet, hader ilave, it's going to come back to you. I was thinking maybe this sounds like the germs are in it. It's like the germs are in it, so you know, make sure to get rid of it at that point. You know, wash it. Something in hot water. Okay, what do you want to say?
There's all this. He should sleep till he perspires until the sheets are.
Oh, right.
It's so maybe that it's like the germs. It's like you've sweated out of your body.
Right. The idea is right. I forgot about that. The idea is to sweat it out of your body. Okay. Amalei Eliyahu the Rabbi Nata. Most people think this means Eliyahu Navi, right? The Eliyahu appeared. We've seen him before. He comes up, appears to people. Here's an etzah tova. Echol shlish u'shtei shlish v'hanach shlish. Eat. Like a third of what, you know, fill up your body a third of the way with food, fill up a third with drink, and leave a third empty. Why? Okay, you might have think of all sorts of reasons. I wouldn't have thought of this one. So that if you get angry, and your body's totally full, there's no room for the anger to go, and it's going to basically explode your body. But if you left over a shlish, and then you get angry, there'll be somewhere for the anger to go. Tani Rabbi Chia, harotze shelo yavo lidei choli me'ayim, yehi ragil b'tibul kayetz v'choref. Okay, you should make sure to dip your food. Okay, that'll prevent your stomach from getting stomach problems. Sudatcha shehanatcha mimena משוך ידך הימנה, ואל תשאר עצמך בשעה שאתה צריך לנקביך. אוקיי. סעודתך. Right, if you're enjoying your food, you should basically, like the same thing. Don't eat before you get too full. In other words, you might be having this nice, enjoyable meal, but make sure not to eat too much. And don't wait when you have to go to the bathroom, okay?
That reminds us of that story that we told. Do you remember the story about the guy living in the yeshiva and he didn't go to
he didn't go to the bathroom and he got big stomach problems. Yeah. Right, exactly. We've seen this before. Amar Ukva. Hai man deshate til yachiyura. Okay, this is some inferior white wine. Achastov vitek. Okay, he's going to get this disease called vitek. Rashi says it's chalashot. He's going to get weak. Amar of Chista, shitim mine chamra havu. There are 60 types of wines. Ma'al yedekulu sumka rechatana. Okay, that's the best of them. And gria dekulu tilya chiyura. Okay, he's just giving you, right, this is the wine. So if you want to buy the best wine, this is the best wine. This is the worst one. Amar of Yehuda. Haima diyatev b'tzafarnei nisan gabe nura. Someone who sits in the mornings of Nisan. You know the word safra. Safra v'ramsha comes up in Yaribon. Yeah. Safra is morning, ramsha is erev. If you sit in the mornings of Nisan, next to the fire, v'shayef mishcha, and you, how do you translate shayef? You rub on yourself?
Yeah, you oil yourself.
You rub yourself with oil. V'nafik v'yatib b'shimsha, and you go out into the sun, achastov vitek, you're going to get this vitek disease. I was thinking maybe Nisan is the, it's when the seasons are changing, and that's when most people get sick, right? Could be that's, okay. Tana Rabbanan. This is something we've definitely seen in the past. He keys down v'shimesh mitato. Okay, if you do, they used to do this bloodletting for health reasons. But if you do it and then have sex immediately, havlan yobanim vitkin, okay, which are weak sons. He keys u'shnehem, if both him and his wife did akazat dam v'shimshu, havilam banim ba'alei ra'atan. It's some type of disease. Okay, you can look, the Koran actually has good things about this, but it's all conjecture, so what exactly these diseases are. Amra Papa, lo maran ela delo taimidi. This is only if you didn't eat anything. Aval taimidi late lamba. If you do a kazadam, you let blood, and then you eat, and then you have sex, oh, then it's okay. That's what are they worried about? That it's you're depleted of energy. That's why the children are going to be weak also, because you're depleted of energy, the children will be depleted of energy. We've seen this before, this whole concept of your children are going to be based on what you did, you know, if you saw someone beautiful before you had sex or what, right? There's these concepts of different things like that. Amar Papa lo amaran ela delo taimini avami. Okay, we read that. Amar Rabba Rapuna balo min aderech. Okay, if you just came from a long trip, v'shimesh mitato, havilam banim vitkin. Again, the same idea. You're going to have these weak children. Tana Rabbanan, habami beta kise. If you come straight from the bathroom, wait for this one. Al yishamesh mitato ad shishesh shi'or chatzim mil. You have to wait the time it would take you to walk a half a meal. Mipnei sheshed beta kise milaveimo. Okay, there's this shade that comes with it from the beta kise. Be'im shimesh havyalam banim nichfin. Okay, I believe that means somewhat handicapped. Is that
epileptic?
Oh, right, epileptic. Tana Rabbanan. What's really going on here is they're trying to grapple with children that are born different, right? And where's it coming from? So they, the same way nowadays, right? What drugs did you take when you were pregnant? And they'll ask you all these questions. So this is like a bit of a similar, again, not in, you know, our modern eye look, but they're trying to give reasons. We talked about this, by the way, when we had this, Al Shalosh Averot Nashim Meitot B'Sha'at Leidatan. Okay, that famous Mishnah about, you know, Al Shananzi wrote Benida v'chala v'halakat anir. And we talked about that one of the possible ways of reading it was that the rabbis are trying to give explanations for things that are going on around them. So there it's religious explanations. Here it's interesting. They're not giving religious explanations like you did something wrong necessarily, but they're saying you, health-wise, you know, you weren't smart about how you time things. Okay, or shaden, you know, they attribute. Tana Rabbanan, ha-meshamesh mitato me'umad o'chazto avit. Okay, what's the translation? I'm sorry, I don't remember all the translations of all these words. What do they say? Avit is?
Cramp.
A cramp. Okay, you'll get it right. Spasms, here they say. Okay. Miyushav o'chazto delaria. Okay, if you have sex sitting or standing, right, it's going to cause you certain things. Himilamala v'humilamata. We've seen this before about that it was less recommended halachically for him to be on for her, the woman to be on the top and the man to be on the bottom. And if you do that, then you're going to get delaria. Again, this is all a way of trying to discourage this kind of behavior. This is like the fear factor. Yeah. If you do this, something will happen. My delaria, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, sam delaria dardira. Okay, the way you deal with it is by using this dardira. So now they say, okay, well, that doesn't help us, right? It didn't help us either. My dardira. Amar Abaye, morika dechoche. Okay, it's the saffron that you find in between the thorns. Rapapa alisubalale. Okay, Rapapa would chew this and swallow it. Rapapi alisushadila. He would chew it and spit it out. And it was a different approach about how this is supposed to help you. You're supposed to actually eat it or just chew it. Amar Abaye, Misha'eno baki b'derech eretz, leite shlosha kapiz. Okay, this is right Viagra. Okay, someone who has trouble having sex, what should he do? He should take this concoction, gimel kapize kortime dechoche. Okay, you should take these three vessels full of the 3/4 of a log of these saffron thorns. V'nidokinu v'nishlokinu b'chamra. They should grind them, boil them in wine, and then drink the mixture. V'nishte. Amar b'yochanan, hein hechziruni l'na'arotai. Okay, this brought me back to when I was young. Okay, it gave me, made me more potent. Shloshat varim machishim kocho shel adam. Okay, these three things weaken a person's strength. What are they? Elohen, okay, now we're getting into psychology. Pachad, fear. Derech, traveling. Ve'avon, and sin. Pachad dichtiv, now we're going to prove this from Pesukim. Libis charchar azavani kochi. Okay, my heart is scharchar. So how do they explain scharchar? It's like my heart is fluttering. It's because you're scared of something, right? That's when your heart starts fluttering. Derech, dichtiv, ina b'derech kochi. Okay, the koch was taken over, you know, from the derech. It weakened my strength. Avon dichtiv, kashal ba'avoni kochi. Okay, my koch failed because of my avon. Okay, these are things that break a person's body. What are they? Eluhen, ochel me'umad. Okay, right? Don't your parents always tell you when you were growing up, right? You can't eat standing up. We used to joke about, you know, your legs get fat if you... I don't know. That's what they used to joke around with me. Anyway, they didn't think it was good to eat me'umad. Ushte me'umad. V'shimesh mitato me'umad. Okay, don't do any of those things standing up. Right, you could also see, what's the idea about not eating when you're standing up or any of these activities, really? You're supposed to do things properly. When you're eating standing up, you're not doing it properly, you're not giving it the proper time, you're not treating yourself properly. Chamisha krovin limita yoter min achayim. Okay, these people are closer to death than life. What are they? Eluhen achal va'amad. Okay, he stood up immediately after he was eating. Shata va'amad, hikiz dam va'amad, yashen va'amad, shimesh mitato va'amad. Okay, I don't know exactly why these things would bring you closer to death than life, but... I was thinking about with some of them, your blood pressure changes very drastically. You know, if you move from one activity to the other, is that what you were saying also?
You can faint easily from doing it.
Right, you could faint, right, as people who faint, we can relate, yes. Okay, good point. Shisha ha'oseh otam miyad met. Okay, if you do these things, you're going to immediately die. Ve'eluhen, hababa derech v'nitekeah. Okay, you came from the way, from a long journey and you were exhausted. Hikiz dam. Okay, so now this is, I'm sorry, I was reading this incorrectly. If you do these things in a row, these six things, okay, we're going to see later, they're going to say it has to be in this order. This is going to cause your death, definitely, okay? Immediately, it says. So, you come back from a long journey, you bloodlet, hikiz dam, v'nifnas lebet ha-merchatz, then you go right into the sauna or the hot bath, miyab meit. Okay, if you do this, sorry, these are three things. Ve'eluhen, sorry, no, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Nechnas le'ben amrachatz, sorry, I knew there were six. Okay, hikiz dam, baba derech, hikiz dam, nechnas le'ben amrachatz, v'shata, and then he drinks wine, v'nishtaker, and he gets drunk. V'yashen al gabei karka, we're going to see later that they're not very happy with people who lie on the ground. Actually, I was in Russia for a summer, and the women, we'd always sit on the floor. It was like, we did these camps, and... In America, you know, we always sit on the floor. Like when you need space and there's a lot of kids, you just sit on the floor. And they all kept telling us, no, you could get like a female disease by sitting on the floor. That's what they
used to tell you, if you sit on cold bricks, it's not good for you, you get piles.
Yeah, so So that's, I think, this concept of sitting on the floor. Vishimesh mitato, and then you have sex. Okay, so if you do those six things, you're a dead man. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, behushas an kisidran. Okay, but you have to do them in order for you to die. If you, you know, it's almost like if you want to commit suicide, this is a. Okay, Amar Baye, kisidran meit, shelo kisidran chalish. He's telling you, by the way, if you do them not in the same order, you will get weak. Okay, you might not die, but you're going to get weak. Ini, vaha mu'urat. Don't we know that mu'urat avdale la'avda tlat minayu umit? She did this, this woman mu'urat, she did this to her eved, and he didn't, and he died, but she only did three of them. So what did they say? Ah, ha'ul kachush hava. He was a weak guy, so because of that, he died. Shmone ruban kashe umiyutan yafeh. There's eight things that too much of them is bad, but a little bit of them is good. Be'eluhain. Derech, journey. V'derech eretz, having sex. Osher, wealth. Melacha, work. Yayin, drinking. Shena, sleep. Chamin, hot. Hot could be hot water, like drinking, or hot baths. V'hakazat dam, and bloodletting. Okay, so they're all good in moderation. Shmoneh mematin et hazera. There's eight things that make a man less potent. V'eluhain. Hamelach, salt. Hara'av, famine. Netek. What's netek? It's right, a skin disease. Okay, here they just say it's a skin disease called netek. Bichia, okay, crying. It's just like, you know, big boys don't cry. Bishenal gabe karka, which we saw before, sleeping on the floor. Gadganiyot, okay, which is
coriander.
Vekishut, which is, here it says daughter. What does it say there?
Hops.
Cucumbers, okay.
Cucumbers not in season.
Okay, right. Shalobiz manah. That's what they're saying here. Shalobiz manah. Bakazat dam lemata kiflayim. And if you do a kazat dam in the lower part of your body, it's doubly worse than all these things. Tana. Kashem shakashel lemata kiflayim. Kach yafel lemala kiflayim. Just like it's bad lemata kiflayim, if you do a kazat dam in the upper part of your body, it's better kiflayim. Amra papa. Lemata, lemata min habeitzim, ulemala, lemana min habeitzim. Okay, the upper part of your body, the lower part of your body. Kishut shelo bizmana, tana kashem shekashe shelo bizmana, kach yafe bizmana. Again, the same thing, right? It's all about how you do them, the timing of how you do them. If you have this kishut when it's bizmana, it's really good for you. Amra papa, zimne tamuz shelo bizmana tevet. Thanks for letting us know. Right, when is the time? The time is tamuz in the summer months, and shelo bizmana is the winter months. Yomi Nisan v'yomi Tishrei lo ma'alu v'lo kashu. Okay, but Nisan and Tishrei, the in-between months, right, the Ma'avar, it's neither good nor bad for you. Okay, finished with the whole section on remedies, home remedies. Don't try these at home. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Amar kitvu get lishti v'chazok kordiakus v'chazar v'amar al tachtivu. Ein dvarav achronim klum. Now we're going to notice that this is worded a little strangely. So he says, right, to get to my wife, and then he gets sick. And then while he gets this drunken disease where the demon got into him, right, whether a real demon or not a real demon, it happened from drinking. And then he says, Al tachtavu, ein dvarav achronim klum. Then he says, while he's in this state of kordiakos, don't write the get. We don't listen to his words. So what do you think this means? Sounds like we write the get and give it, right? While he's got this kordiakos, right? Not necessarily. Amar Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kodvim v'notnin get la'altar. Okay, like you said, that's what Rish Lakish says. So he had said write the get, now he's sick, who cares though, right? He had said to write the get, we go based on what he said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein kodvin ela l'cheshayishtafeh. We only write the get when he's actually better. Okay, which is interesting, right? My time with Rish Lakish, dekatane, Rish Lakish says, look what it says, look at the wording. Ein b'dvarav achronim klum, which means, go by what the first thing said, which is why you all thought it meant give the get immediately. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yochanan could say to Rish Lakish, how could he explain, Ein b'dvarav achronim klum? Ein b'dvarav achronim klum, d'lechi mitzal lo tzarech lemeh hadarim luche be. What does it mean, Ein b'dvarav achronim klum? That once he gets better, then you write the get, you don't have to re-ask him, do you still want to give the get? We go based on his first words, because his last words didn't mean anything, but it doesn't mean that we give the get while he's not clear-headed. Now this is a very, what's at the root of what they're talking about, really? I mean, we'll see this in a minute, actually, and then we'll talk about it more.
If he had said write the get, and it wasn't implicit that it would be given, then you could say in the original case, well, He may not have given it, it might have just been written.
So this case that we're talking about in the Mishnah, right, he actually didn't say to give the get. That's a good question. So why?
Maybe even writing it.
Can you even write the get? Right.
Can you even write the get before he gets this disease or after?
Why they're not referring to the giving of it. But I guess, right, here they're really talking about just writing, not giving it. But they're saying even writing it is what would happen if you write it and he's not clear-headed, then the assumption is that that wasn't written with his wishes. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's claiming.
But he was.
Right.
But he was clear.
He had intention, but he no longer does. So this is what we're going
to
see now.
Because he has the right to withdraw. And very often, you've been talking about...
Right, he could withdraw.
Right.
So what Ruth is saying is that maybe we have to always be aware that he might potentially change his mind. And if that's always a possibility, and now he's not clear-headed enough to change his mind, so we won't know for sure that it was done with his willingness. That's one way of seeing it. Anyway, now we're going to see B'mai Kamifliga. Rish Lakish Midami Leili Yashen. He says it's like someone who's sleeping. Eventually, everyone who sleeps wakes up. This guy has this disease, but it's going to pass. It's not something that's going to stay with him forever. Rabbi Yochanan Midami Leili Shoteh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, while he has this disease, he's totally not clear-headed, and therefore he's like a Shoteh, and you can't give a get for a Shoteh. Rabbi Yochanan Nami Lidmi Eli Yashen. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan compare him to Yashen? Yashen Lo Mechusar Ma'aseh. Hi, Mechusar Ma'aseh. A Yashen just has to wake up. He doesn't need a Ma'aseh to get him out of his sleep. Maybe some people are in deep sleeps, but really, he wakes up every day. But this guy has to actually drink some potion, right? He has to eat that food to get him better. And therefore, he's missing something that's blocking him from getting better, and therefore, he's not like a sick person. V'rish Lakish Nami Lidmei L'Shoteh. Why don't you compare him to a Shoteh? Shoteh Lo Same Biyadan. Hi, Same Biyadan. He's not like a Shoteh because a Shoteh doesn't necessarily have a cure. This guy has a cure in his hands. Therefore, he will get better, right? And now they're reminding us what the cure is. Bister Sumka Agomre V'chamer Marka. Right? The very diluted wine with the lean meat roasted, or what's the word?
Broiled
on the coals. Okay. So now, what's really, if you think about what's going on here, when you made a shaliach, because you know, what happened? You said, write a get for my wife. At that point, you were clear-headed, right? Then the shaliach goes to do it, but at that point, you're not clear-headed. So do we assume that you gave full powers to the shaliach, and therefore, if the shaliach's clear-headed, and he got clear-headed instructions from you, then he should be able to go ahead and do it? Or do we say no? The shaliach is not exactly as strong as you are, right? The shaliach is... Why not? The shaliach's koach comes from you. And if you no longer are clear-headed, well, then the shaliach loses his potential. You know, you understand? It's a matter of how strong do we view a shaliach and how independent is a shaliach.
How about if the Baal hadn't said anything? Maybe he was sick, but he didn't say, I don't want to give the get. Is it still the same case?
Right, so then I would assume that you wouldn't... Right, I assume it would be the same case. It would be the same thing. Because Ein B'Dvarav Achronim Klum means it's as if he didn't say it. So therefore, it would be the same thing if you said it. Yeah, exactly. And that's what the machloket is. Rish Lakish says you can give it anyway. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Okay. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that, you know, Ein L'Kotvim Ela L'Chishi Yishtafeh? V'Hamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shachat bo shnayim, or rov shnayim, v'ramaz, v'amar kitvu get lishti, hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Okay, here's a case of someone who chopped off his head, basically. Okay, but not fully. Okay, they got to his trachea and his esophagus. So now it's either shnayim or rov shnayim, the majority of them. And then he was romez. He made this indication. Okay, this is another one of those cases that's very hard to understand. That he was actually able to get these instructions across, and they did all the instructions before they gave her the get before he actually died. Okay? But you'd have to say that that's the case otherwise, because it ain't get la harmita. So again, they slice his throat, they cut his, that's the word, slit his throat, and they've cut either both or most of that, the two pipes. And he makes a remez, v'amar kitvu get lishti, okay, like somehow gets that, right to get to my wife. Okay, then they can write and give the get, because remember we said someone in this kind of situation, even if he says kitvu, he means kitvu tnu. So now, Vitanya, so that's one problem. In other words, what do you see here? This is someone who's clearly not of, you know, he's almost a dead person, and we're allowing him to give a get. Vitanya, Ra'uhu, the cases are not 100% comparable, which we're going to explain in a minute, so don't worry that you think they're not. Ra'uhu miguyad, if you see him like chopped up pieces of his body, Ot saluva latzlivar, he's crucified. Bikishutahu, sorry, I skipped something. Viramaz v'amar kitvuget lishti, hara'eli yichtavu v'yitznu. Okay, so again, presuming they can get it done really fast, right? They've got the parchment there. They start writing. The wife is right there. They give it to her, right? All in the moment of seconds before he actually dies. So now you can give it. So again, these guys are clearly not clear-headed and with their wits about them. So now what do they say? No, hachi hashti, you're comparing apples and oranges. Hatam da tatzilutahi ukhishutahu da atchilabe. So, what are you saying here? Those guys, their mind is perfect. It's their bodies that are weak. Therefore, they said it with their full minds, right? They were clear-headed. Whereas the guy that we're talking about who has his kordiakus, his mind is not functioning at all. And therefore, you can't give the get. Omiyamar Shmuel Hachi. So now we're, okay, so first of all,
anybody who's in extreme pain,
they're not clear-headed. Okay, but what are we saying? So it's true, and that's why I think they made the comparison in the first place. Because anyone who's, you know, half-dead is not exactly thinking clearly. But clearly, he was thinking enough to say, give a get to my wife, so he had thoughts going through his head. In other words, again, the assumption is it's more of a physical problem than a mental problem. Maybe he's not exactly, and that's why we say he's not 100% thinking clearly, and that's why kitvu, we can assume, means kitvu, but it's new. So he's at this in-between stage where we're assuming he knows what he's talking about. He knows he's going to die. And we also, I think part of it is that we want to fulfill people's last wishes.
Right,
so
yeah,
but a shchiv mira, there's dargot of a shchiv mira. This guy's like half dead already, you know. And right, but it's true. We take divrei shchiv mira seriously. Whereas this guy who's sick, and his disease is causing him, we know people in this state don't think clearly at all. Therefore, he's considered more like a shoteh. So now, what was strange about this Gemara is that when they asked, I don't know if anyone caught this, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? And then they ask a question, not from, often when they say that, they'll say, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say somewhere else, blah, blah, blah? Or doesn't a Tana say this? Because you can't disagree with a Tana. Here, the first source they quoted was in Amora, not Rabbi Yochanan. They said, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel? Like, so what? Can't you say Shmuel says one thing, Rabbi Yochanan says something else? And the second source they bring is a Braita, is a Tana'itic source, which is always the source that's going to contradict the Amora aim. So it's a very strange, first of all, it should have started with the Braita, and once you bring the Braita, you don't really need to bring Shmuel. So I'm just going to raise it as a question. I don't have a good answer to the sugya, the structure, but it's a strange structure for the Gemara. So now we're going to ask about Shmuel. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say what he says? The Shachapo Shnaim, Arov Shnaim, for Rabbaz, Amar Kizbuket Lishi, her Elik Tabuvi Yitnu. Baha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, doesn't Rav Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel? Now we're going to talk about, they don't really tell you this, but it's going to be obvious from the continuation. What if you accidentally, okay, you were doing something and you accidentally slit someone else's throat? Okay, and killed them b'shogeg by, you know, you threw a knife in the, you know, you were doing something and the knife flew in the air by accident and it slit somebody's throat. Okay, let me clear. So, shachapo shnaim, arov shnaim, ubarach. Let's say, okay, you did this, accidentally killed someone and it slit both or one of the pipes, or most of both pipes. Ubarach, and then you run away. Mi'idim alav. Okay, they can, right, this means, this is that we can assume that the guy is dead to marry off his wife, okay? So let's say witnesses see this guy, okay, I said it wrong about who ran. Witnesses see this guy whose throat slits, and then he starts running, maybe like to find help or something. So he starts running, and the witnesses no longer see him. The witnesses can say, go to a Beit Din and say, you know, now the guy's missing. We don't know where he is. He's never shown up again. They can say, we saw this guy get killed, even though they didn't actually see his final moments of death. The assumption is this guy is going to die. Okay? So, v'isal kadata chayhu, but if you're going to treat him in our sugya as if the guy's alive and clear-headed, then amai mi'idin alav. Then why can you assume that the guy's dead? Okay? Sorry, I confused two cases. This is not yet the case of the shogeg. This is if someone actually kills someone. I got confused. This is if someone kills someone in that way, and then two witnesses saw, and then they can say, so amar chayu v'safo lamutu. V'safo lamut. So what do they say? Why can they testify? Because they say he's alive, but he's clearly going to die. That's why it works, right? But elame'ata, if that's what you're going to say, then yehe golel yadel. Then if someone did this accidentally killed someone by throwing a spear in the air, you know, if the spear got thrown in the air by accident, and it slit someone's throat, then according to this, if he's definitely going to die from that, right, then the guy should go to galut, right? Everyone agrees, Ir Miklat is a place for someone to go if they killed someone with shogeg. Clearly, if this you were using this knife, it flew up in the air, it killed this guy, slit his throat that way, and then he dies from it, you should go to galut. And Allah Matanya, but what does it say in a braita? Shachat bo shnayim or rov shnayim, hareze eino gole. A guy doesn't go to Ir Miklat for this. Ha'itmar alas, and then I explain, no. The reason why is because Amar Rav Hoshaya, they already said about this statement in the name of Rav Hoshaya, Chayshinan Shema HaRuach Bilbalto. They think that maybe there was more to his death than just the fact that you slit his throat, but the Ruach came, and the Ruach, and as now that his throat was open, the wing came inside, we've seen this before actually, and it caused to, it made him die, the wind made him die. Inami, Hu Kirevet Mitato. Or maybe he himself, the guy who is, right? Why? Why how did he kill himself? Because when that happens to you, what happens? Your body starts convulsing and you go crazy and his like reaction to it caused his own death. And that's why it's not fully the responsibility of the killer, you know, the shogeg killer. Now, the assumption you have to assume here, by the way, is that if he killed him bemazed, can't remember if this comes up in the Gemara. No, it doesn't come up in the Gemara. If he kills him bemazed, he's obviously responsible, even if you say the ruach or the body. But when we're talking about shogeg, we want to find a case where you're really responsible. And in this case, they say it's you plus something else that's responsible for the death. And because of that, we're not going to make you go to Ir Miklat, okay? You might be somewhat responsible. There's all sorts of cases, by the way, that people kill b'shogeg where they are somewhat responsible, but they don't go to Ir Miklat anyway. So it could be that's how we view it. So my bein I, what's between the two different opinions? Ika, whether it's the ruach or kirevet mitato, we've actually seen this sugya before. Deshachte bebeite deshisha upir case. If you killed him in a house that was made of marble and he convulsed, which means what? There's absolutely, the point of a house of marble means it's totally closed, there's no wind inside. So you can't say the wind did it, but you could say his body convulsed. Inami, deshachte bebara, maybe you killed him outside, the loper case, but his body didn't convulse at all. And then you could say, well, it wasn't the convulsing, but it was the wind. By the way, it seems the Mefarshim explained that these are both different things that Rabbi Hoshaya himself said, and he was giving both his possibilities, not that it's either or. He was saying it could be this, it could be that, and all of them could be possibilities. Nishtatek, let's say he becomes mute. Va'amrulo nichtov get li'ishtecha. And they say, write a get to your wife. They say, should we write a get to your wife? Remember, and then they say he has to shake his head, they ask him questions. And if he answers yes, and then he answers no, right? They have to ask him a series of questions. And if he answers the questions correctly, then they write the get to the wife. V'lichush dilma shichya, delav lav nakte, inami shichya dehen hein nakte. Maybe he has some sort of disease that makes him, you know, like a convulsing type of thing where he just constantly shakes his head yes or constantly shakes his head no. So if you keep asking him yes questions, he keeps answering yes, well, maybe it's just the way his head is moving. Or you keep asking him no questions, keep shaking his head no, maybe that's, you know, maybe it's from his disease. So Amrav Yosef from Yume Amrav Nachman de Amrina Leba Serugin. Okay, now, some people say this is a time lag. And some people say, what's Serugin? Flip, you flip. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, right? You flip them around so that. Okay. V'lichush dilma shichya deserugin nakte. But maybe his disease is where he either, right, he goes yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, or he, you know, he takes breaks in between his shakes, and your questions exactly match that. So what do they say? Da'amrina lechad la v'train hein. V'train la v'chad hein. You ask him either one no question and two yeses, or one yes and two no's. Or two no's and one yes. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Omrim lo, in the house of Rabbi Yishmael, it's not that they disagreed, but they had a different system. OK, Okay, they said, let's do this. This works better. Okay, they tell him things about the summer and the winter and winter and the summer. In other words, they try to see, is he thinking clearly? Does he understand the difference between summer and winter, right? You think about little kids, right? Those are like the basic things you learn when you're in Gan. So my nihu, what's the questions that you ask? Ilema gluf greva sadine. If you're going to say, should I cover you with some, you know, sheets and things like that to warm you up when it's the summer? Lichush delmakura achde. Even in the summer, people sometimes get a chill and they want to be covered. So that's not going to help. Inami chama achde. Or the opposite, right? In the winter, you say, should I not cover you? And you say, yeah, and maybe he just happens to be hot in the winter. Ela bepere. You ask him, do you want certain fruits when they're not in the right season? In other words, you say, okay, there's two different explanations about this, but one is that you say, would you like a summer fruit when it's in the middle of the winter and everybody knows that you can't get any of those summer fruits in the middle of the winter, right? Those in Israel can relate to this a little better than those in America where you can get anything all year round. But anyway, and that's the type of questions that you ask him, which are his motivation was these are a little better than yes-no questions, which, you know, could be affected by the movement of your head or something like that, whereas this is a better question that tells you really understand the concept. Okay, stop here.